when the car service came to pick him up to take him to the airport, I was like putting the vocals on the last song, and the car pulled up and somebody like yelled in or beeped in on the intercom, you know, the car service here, his plane's leaving an hour and 20 minutes, and it was rush hour on a Friday, and he's just like hurrying up, and then we all just went and put him in the car, waved, and it's like, okay, I guess that's it, you know? In a way that we're having such a great time, and there was such a good atmosphere, I think we could have just kept going and going and going.
And I also was wondering...
But like, then we would have to come out with like the... Of course, the triple CD, you know?
Yeah, totally.
The
box set.
That would have been a little more hip-hop of us, I guess.
Yeah, totally. Like, Wu-Tang style.
Yeah.
And then, you'd have all these posthumous unreleased tapes that'd be coming out.
Right.
Because I was wondering, it seems like you're almost getting into this pattern, and maybe it's not intentionally or not, of kind of doing the more, this acoustic record than, a sort of... hip-hop, folk, mishmash record.
Right.
I mean, do you kind of see this pattern developing, and are you liking it or not liking it, or just...
I don't know. I think maybe it's too early to tell if there's a pattern emerging, but I tend to feel, especially after touring, because our shows are much more energy-driven and there's a sort of broadness to the music. It's really just kind of rock and the hip hop stuff, and I think we want to drop some delicate beats.
You were just a total workhorse with Odelay. Like,
I know,
just insanely.
I know.
You know, it's like a public record for, it was on at every party I went to for.
Oh, really?
A long time. Whereas,
see, I don't know this.
And this one seems like it's one that. Because it just works best for me when it's like on my headphones or something like that.
It's a headphone record, yeah. It's like the Walkman record, yeah.
Yeah.
Step into your own world, it's more for those mid-afternoon reveries that we all enjoy.
Yeah.
We're tumbling through the high green grasses or the meadows, yeah.
Or something like that. And also, because, I mean...
The delicate stuff, you know.
The sensitive stuff for the ladies.
Yes, and the gentlemen, you know. Because, I think this record, we really just wanted to make the gentlemen cry realistic tears, you know. Like, it's important. Doing this record was really good for myself and the band. We desperately needed it. We just needed it. After working on the road that long, you just feel kind of bottled up. We just kind of needed to go and do something really quick. And now I'm working on a new record for next year, and I'm kind of at ease because I know I did this record and kind of got that out of my system. Now I can take my time with this. I'm not in a rush to sort of just do something, anything, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think... because I was always wondering where this, like, is that a danger? Like, people expect, you know what I mean? People are like, okay, here's the new Beck record, and expect some kind of hip hop thing, like, or something they can put in their car and turn up and play at a party.
Right. Yeah. I don't. This record's more kind of a parenthetical addition to the equation. You know, it's not like the big bottom line. We're adding it all up, and this is the sum total. Yeah. You know, it's the. I mean, the next record I'm working on is probably about as opposite from Mutations as you can get. It's going to be a bit more bombastic.
So for some reason, I heard a rumor. I thought you were saying that you were working with different hip-hop people on this record, but maybe that was just some...
Hip-hop. Yeah. Well, there's going to be more hip-hop elements, but I think, I don't know, the hip-hop world's just so rigid. I could never measure up to the stringent... secret code. I don't know what it is. Like some. I don't know what you have to do to be hip hop.
Yeah.
All I know is that whenever I try to do something, someone's that ain't hip hop. You know? So I figure if I just go as un-hip hop as possible, maybe I'll